Just want to welcome everyone to our Health Services Research Session this afternoon. This session is sponsored by the Medical Care Section, and I invite all of you to join us at the various sessions that we're organizing here at the meetings this year. We have a very active Health Services Research Group, and if you're interested in being more involved in the coming year, just let me know. I'm the chair of the Health Services Research Committee. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and get us started. We have five papers today, so each presenter will have roughly 15 minutes to present, and then we'll have questions and answers at the end. That'll leave us with about 15 minutes for question and answer. So our first presenter today is Angie Chang, and she's going to be presenting on changes in health insurance coverage of young adults, multi-level analysis using the MEPS. Angie.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Yeah. Okay. Thank you for your introduction, and thank you for coming to the Health Services Research Session today. I'll be presenting my paper on changes in health insurance coverage of young adults, multi-level analysis using the Medical Expenditures Panel Survey. And this is a slight change in the original abstract because I updated the data from 2010 to 2011 data instead of 2009 to 2010 data in the abstract. I have no relationships to disclose. And a brief overview of this presentation. I'll give you a background and motivation for the study, the research objectives, the data methods I use, the results, conclusions, and recommendations. So young adults account for a disproportionately large share of our population. Even though they account for 10% of the adult population, they make up 17% of the uninsured. And this particular group of young adults, 19 to 25, actually make up 27.7% in uninsured. And in September 23rd, 2010, one provision of the Affordable Care Act was rolled out that allowed young adults ages 19 to 25 stay on their parents' health care plans. And this is regardless of the child's circumstances. And it includes people who were no longer in school, if they had a spouse, and if they had kids, even their kids would be underneath their parents' health insurance plans. And a bunch of preliminary studies have found that the Affordable Care Act provision has actually reduced the uninsured rate for this group. One particular study by Cantor et al. Using the current population survey found that there was a 3.5% decrease in the uninsured rate using data from 2005 to 2010. Another study used by O'Hara using the American Community Survey found a similar 4.2% decline in the uninsured rate in the similar population using a differences in difference modeling approach. Health and Human Services have also reported similar declines from 29.8% from 2010 to 27.7% in 2011 among this particular group of young adults. And another survey done by the National Health Interview Survey found a decrease from 33.9% to 27.9%, which was a 6% decrease in the uninsured rate. However, CPS is designed for annual estimates, and they may not be ideal for assessing policy interventions that are implemented mid-year, such as this particular Affordable Care Act provision. Also, CPS, NHIS, and ACS are surveys that are done cross-sectionally over time, and they don't follow individuals in order to account for changes over time by individual. Therefore, this study tries to look at the individual level changes over time from 2010 to 2011 on healthcare insurance coverage among a nationally representative panel of young adults. And also, the other objective was to determine the initial impact of this Affordable Care Act provision on young adults ages 19 to 25 compared to ages 26 to 29. So this is a longitudinal panel survey using the Medical Expenditures Panel Survey, the household component part of it. And it combines the longitudinal panel 15 from the 2010 and 2011 full-year consolidated files. The outcome of interest here is the individual level odds of being uninsured, meaning they did not have any private or public health insurance during any time in the month, and these participants were asked their health insurance status each month during this two-year period over several rounds of data collection. So longitudinal data are more complex than cross-sectional data or time series data because these observations are not independent of each other. You need to account for these repeated measures. So therefore, we use a random effects logistic regression, using a subject-specific random intercept to account for the dependency across the repeated measures. It also accounts for the random heterogeneity and the risk of the uninsured for each subject and their risk of being uninsured. So we treat the implementation of the Affordable Care Act provision like a natural experiment, using a difference in differences framework to examine the changes in health insurance coverage for young adults 19 to 25, targeted by the Affordable Care Act provision, from the pre and the post implementation periods relative to the change in the non-targeted group, the 26 to 29 population, who have similar characteristics. We also adjust for age, race, income level, marital status, unemployment, education, health status, their perceived health status, and their census region. So this is the unadjusted trends over time from this two-year time interval. And the black line in the middle shows when exactly the young adult provision was enacted, in September 23rd, 2010. And the blue line shows the trend of the rate of uninsurance for the 19 to 25 group versus the green dotted line for the 26 to 29 group. And overall, you see that there was a 4.2% decline of the rate of uninsured among the 19 to 25 group from the beginning of the period to the end, compared to a 1.9% decline from 30.8% to 28.9% among the 26 to 29 group. So if you take the average, the difference between the two age groups, before and after, it was 4.6% difference between the two age groups before the implementation and 2.1% after the implementation. So these are the random intercept logistic regression results. Sorry, I got cut off on the top a little bit. And as you can see, the difference in differences estimate was not statistically significant at the 0.5 level, but you do see that there was a lower odds if you look at the particular line on it that's been outlined in green. So you see there was a lower odds, though it's not statistically significant, but we did see a 2% decline in the odds per month over time across this particular age group. And also for those who, there are also differences in the odds of being uninsured for the young adult population, which varied by income level, race, ethnicity, and a bunch of other covariates that we adjusted for. And as one example, we see that those who are near poor had a 15 times greater odds of being uninsured than the poor. And those who had, who were middle and high income were had much lower odds of being uninsured than those who were low income near poor and poor. And you also see the Hispanic young adult populations had much greater odds of being uninsured than the white populations. This slide is a continuation of the first regression, and it shows that men, young male young adults, had a 23.46 times greater odds than females. If they were married, you had 90% lower odds of being uninsured. Being unemployed increased your odds by almost three times the odds. And also, those who had some college education had a 96% lower odds of being uninsured than those who had less than high school. And we also see that those in the South had almost 13.5 times greater odds of being uninsured than those in the Northeast. And these are all on individual level odds scales. So overall, the unadjusted trends were really similar to the early estimates released by the Current Population Survey, National Health Interview Survey, and the American Community Survey. However, we did not see individual level odds change before and after the Affordable Care Act provision in this particular study. So studies using longitudinal panel data could be useful for tracking future Affordable Care Act progress, because they could provide stronger evidence than pure cross-sectional data when you're looking at the effect of a particular policy intervention, because you're following the same individuals before and after the provision. The study also provided individual level results and monthly measures of uninsurance rates, which are different from the current sources that have been published and the different definitions of uninsurance. So in 2014, young adults who cannot join their parents' health plans will have access to affordable new healthcare options through the Medicaid expansions and also the new health insurance marketplaces. Enrollment through near universal coverage after the individual mandate will allow young adults to get timely access to medical care and also protect them against expensive, unanticipated medical events. And it's also important to examine these characteristics of vulnerable population groups in order to better inform health initiatives and target groups at risk and also reduce disparities. Enrollment and marketing campaigns can also reach out to these young adult groups who are most likely to be uninsured, particularly the near-poor, low-income, Hispanic, and male populations. So these are my references, and I think we'll take questions at the end of the session. Thank you.